Coming up on episode number 1243, something we do every year. Sure, we do the Beatles on Thanksgiving. We do the countdown at the end of the year. And at Christmas, somewhere in the month of December, before the countdown, we do the Coverville Christmas Spectacular. That's what we're doing today. It's all your favorites, my favorites, and all of our least favorites. All of this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. My name is Brian Niven. Welcome to another Christmas edition of Coverville. The Beatles may get the most covers, but Christmas as a genre, of course, wins hands down, because there's covers of traditionals, there's covers of classics, there's covers of modern Christmas songs. A lot of songs even that we label as Christmas songs or holiday songs, and you know, it's not always about the Xmas. So that's what you're going to hear today. We've got a few sets of music based on a survey that I conducted over the last couple days, asking people on Twitter, Facebook, what their favorite Christmas song is and what their least favorite Christmas song is. And I had a survey filled with a list that I got from a radio station. I just basically went to a radio station's list of 100 Christmas songs, copied it, pasted it into SurveyMonkey and did a survey. You know what? The top song that you're going to hear today wasn't even on their list. And it's absolutely a Christmas song, absolutely a modern Christmas song, but probably a Christmas song that they don't play, and for one very, very, very specific reason. We'll get to that. That'll be coming up later. Let's do the countdown, kind of an eight-track countdown of the favorites as decided on by that list. Starting off with this one right here. Not this version specifically, but this is a great version. It came from Matt Ridd's mailing list, and you can find that at mattridd.com, M-A-T-T-R-Y-D. Get on that mailing list, because there's a lot of great stuff that you get. It is Matt's cover of Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-bum-bum-bum-bum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. To lay before the king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. When we come, baby Jesus, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I have no gifts to bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. That's fit to give a king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum? Time, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum.
Silent night, holy
From their awesome All Christmas Music CD, Switched on Christmas, which you could download for free from Noise Trade a few years ago, back in 2014. That is Venus Hum and the vocals of Annette Strien. I love Venus Hum, man. They are awesome. And if you've seen Blue Man Group at least during their, what was it, How to Be a Rock Star tour, they actually had Venus Hum as guest stars. They appeared on the album that went along with that. And just so good. Venus Hum is really, really good. Great electronic music with just honey smooth vocals from Annette. Just so cool. They're from Nashville. If you're looking for them, if you're in the area of Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, then make sure you go check out Venus Hum. Before that, The Digital Age, that one from, actually, speaking of Noise Trade, every year they put out a holiday mixtape. That's from the 2015 edition, and that is The Digital Age and their cover of Silent Night. Dennis Hopper Choppers brought us that Tarantino-styled version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That one from the compilation Festivus, which came out in 2013. Festivus for the rest of us. And we start off with Matt Ridd from his Mailing List and a cover of a song originally done by Catherine Kennicott Davis, Little Drummer Boy. That is the Casio Core remix of that song. Now, these were the first four. We're building towards number one of your favorite Christmas songs. So that's what, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Let's get to number four. I'm so glad this one made it onto the list because I don't think there's a version of this song that I don't love. But I think the original, the Darlene Love original, is probably the best. This is Christmas Baby Please Come Home. It's performed by Sleeping at Last. You'll find this on their Christmas Collection, Volume 1. Here is Christmas Baby Please Come Home.
The snow's coming down, I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around, baby, please come home. The church bells in town are ringing in song, full of happy sounds, baby, please. Come home, they're singing deck the halls, but it's not like Christmas at all, 'cause I remember when you were here, and all the fun we had last year, pretty lights on a tree. I'm watching them shine, you should be here. Christmas at all. 'Cause I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the trees, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home. The snow's coming down and I'm watching it fall. Lots of people.
Here we are, rising Christmas now.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then we sang a song, the rare mountains too. I turned my face away and dreamed about. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I got a feeling this year's for you and me. So happy Christmas, I love you baby, I'll see you better time when all our dreams come true.
Jesse Malin.
Get us out of here.
And Bree Sharp joining him on vocals there. Fairy Tale of New York, voted in the survey. It's funny, this was a song that was not in that radio station's list of the top 100 songs, yet this one won with so many write-in votes that and so much salt thrown my way for not making sure this was in the list before I uploaded it to Servio Monkey. Sorry, I should have made sure that was in there because it's one of my favorites too. So glad you guys voted that number one. That's the Jesse Malin version, which you'll find on his album On Your Sleeve, of course, originally done by the Pogues with Christy McCall, the late great Christy McCall. Joining them on the original version. Before that, you heard Hanson. Say what you want about Hanson. They've got talent. They got kind of pigeonholed because their first hit was that mbop, and it was just labeled as this cheesy little teen pop hit, and they were disregarded because of that or made fun of or whatever. But those guys have talent, and if you even remotely like mbop, you owe it to yourself to go check out a lot more of their music because it's really, really good. In 2017, they put out a Christmas album called Finally It's Christmas, and they do that cover there of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the second most popular Christmas song of Coverville listeners and fans and followers of my Twitter and Facebook accounts. White Christmas by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, that one from their Holiday Soul Party. It's a Holiday Soul Party from 2015. Another sad loss. Sharon Jones, what, 2015 we lost? No, 2016 we lost Sharon Jones. Is that right? Or was it last year? Can't remember. But another sad passing. And then Sleeping at Last at the top of that set with a cover of Darlene Love's Christmas Baby Please Come Home. That one from their Christmas Collection Volume 1, which came out last year. All right, so there's your favorites. Let's get to a couple of my favorites, shall we? Because it's my show, and I can jam in a set of my favorite Christmas songs. Let's start off with one that is the cover that you wouldn't expect would even exist, because the original version of this was this little throwaway filler skit with Horatio Sanz and Jimmy Fallon and, I can't believe I can't remember all their names. It was a bunch of guys from Saturday Night Live, a little bit of filler that they did in between a couple of skits. It's a song called I Wish It Was Christmas Today, and of all people to cover it, here is Cheap Trick.
Girls are loving again, trying to in this crazy ass world. can't stay.
Baby, I'm fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Baby, I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're coming.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Better get your car
home. So really I better scurry.
Yeah, no rush.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards?
The neighbors might think
that you're a real nice girl.
Say, what is this drink?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help
to
you out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say no, no, no.
You reserve
sir.
The right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, but it's cold outside. I've got to get home.
Do you know how to get there from here?
Say, where is my car?
I'll go and grab it, my dear.
You've really been grand.
We'll have to do this
yes,
again.
I agree.
How about the Cheesecake Factory?
We're bound to be talking tomorrow.
Text me at your earliest
at
convenience.
At least I've been getting that
unless
vibe.
I catch pneumonia and
I'll
die.
I'll be on my way.
Thanks for the great night.
Bye.
Bye. Drive safe.
Yeah.
That isn't the musical equivalent of caffeine. I don't know what is. That is the Moog Cookbook, a project by Roger Joseph Manning Jr., who also is very well known for the band Jellyfish. He's been putting together solo albums, stuff as part of the Moog Cookbook, and of course, two great albums with the band Jellyfish. Such an amazing talent, and one of those people that I always follow to see what else he's going to release. Moog Cookbook released two albums as well, and I think he's done three solo albums, so there's a lot of material out there if you're a if you like that. Well, if you like that, then stick to the Moog Cookbook. If you want some vocals sprinkled in with that, then get his solo albums, and of course, if you want some psychedelic flower power rock from the 90s, then Jellyfish is the way to go with that. Before that, Darlene Love. Look at that. We've had a cover of and a cover by Darlene Love. That was Marshmallow World, which might be my favorite Christmas song of all time. It is such a goofy, dorky cover song, and I love the Johnny Mathis version. I love the She and Him version. Seth MacFarlane does a version on his Christmas album, originally done by Peter DeRose, originally written by Peter DeRose. Bing Crosby released the first version of that, Marshmallow World. And it comes from that 2009 re-release of the Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector, which is a really good Christmas album. It's Darlene Love almost all the way with some Ronnie Spector as well. Baby, It's Cold Outside, that version, which I think is absolutely hilarious. I'm a proponent that the version that people are talking about banning, I mean, basically the real version of that song, is such a snapshot in time of something that meant a whole different thing back in the 40s when that song was written than it does now, and so it should be preserved. That cover, though, is by Lydia Liza and Josiah Lemansky. It's a brand new single. No, it's actually not brand new. I thought this came out this year. I thought it came out early December 2018. Came out in December 2016. And Louis Armstrong, Johnny Mercer having original versions of that song. And yeah, you know, whatever you think, I support your, I respect your opinions on that song. But my opinion is, let it be. With just leave, baby, It's Cold Outside alone. Before that, the Jimmy C from his album Christmas Morning. Jimmy C, by the way, the guy who did the theme song custom, I might add. No, I guess customized, I should say. Theme song that we use for Soundography, me and Hammond Chamberlain. The Jimmy C and his cover of Merry Christmas, Everybody, originally by Slade. Again, another one of my favorites and one that I was really disappointed to not see in the list that radio station put together, but such a great song. That cover right there, a little bit of Angry Birds in there, people are noticing. No argument from me. And when you're looking for it, it's called Merry Christmas Every Naughty. And then Cheap Trick with that song that was originally done by Saturday Night Live's, Jimmy Fallon on keyboards, Chris Kattan on keyboard stand, Horatio Sands on that weird travel guitar mandolin looking thing, and Tracy Morgan just dancing, no vocals or anything, just sitting there dancing next to the group. I wonder if that's one of the skits that Jimmy Fallon laughed during. I can't remember. I Wish It Was Christmas Today, covered there by Cheap Trick from their Christmas album, also from last year. All right, we've had your favorites, we've had my favorites. I guess there's only one thing left to do, and that's play covers of the songs that were the least favorite in that poll that I ran yesterday. And I don't know if you're participating currently in Whamageddon, which is the game that starts on December 1st, and you see how long you can go until you hear Last Christmas by Wham. The good news is, covers don't count, so this one should be just fine. From the brand new We Are the Guard Indie Christmas, here is Janelle Kroll and her cover of Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy. to cry on. A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. A man undercover, but you tore me apart. Now I found a real love, you'll never fool me again.
Tonight.
out my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree.
Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, oh my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All he wants for Christmas is his two front teeth, his two front teeth, oh his two front teeth. Gee, if he could only have his two front teeth, then he could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Gee, oh my, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth,
my two front teeth, oh my
two front teeth.
Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth,
then he could wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Gee, oh my, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my
two front teeth, two front teeth,
two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
Then he could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, so I could wish you Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. up. Oh yeah. We're here tonight, tonight. Ooh, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on.
Yeah, it's probably my least favorite Christmas song, but for whatever reason, that version right there, I totally dig. And I don't know if it's just because it feels like it's that combination of Kool and the Gang and Prince, if they were to get together and, well, if they would have gotten together and done a cover song of that. There's something about that version that makes me actually kind of like it, and it's the only time you'll get me to admit it. That is the band Tuxedo with a single they released back in 2014. There are a couple really good versions of that song. The other ones I have played on the show before, so look back at previous episodes of the Coverville Christmas episode, and you'll hear those. Before that, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy covering Spike Jonze' All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. That one from their 2013 Christmas album called It Feels Like Christmas Time. Kylie, about the only version of that Santa Baby that I can listen to, maybe the Eartha Kitt original, is that Kylie Minogue version, and she just barely saves it for me because she's Kylie, of course. 2015, she released a Christmas album called Kylie Christmas and covers Santa Baby. Do They Know It's Christmas, which I actually like. I was surprised. Well, I take that back. I wasn't surprised to see it on the hated list, but I think there's far worse offenses than hearing Simon Le Bon and Boy George croon about how horrible life is in Africa for a meager biscuit. That was Gigantor covering Do They Know It's Christmas, that one from the singles collection from 94, It's Gigantic. And Janelle Kroll with a cover of Wham's Last Christmas, that one from the We Are The Guard Indie Christmas. A lot of great stuff on there, by the way. The version of All I Want for Christmas Is You by Kappa, I think it is, also would have been from that same album. So that's totally worth checking out. Just go to We Are The Guard. Do a search on Google. We Are The Guard, a great indie label, and you can check out all their music from that album, which is really, really good and worth looking at. That's it. That is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next up is the Coverville Countdown. We do this every year, counting down the top 40 cover songs of 2018. That's going to start on the 19th and then continue on the 26th. 20 songs per episode, counting down the top 40. So stay tuned for that over the last two episodes of the year. And then boom, we're into 2019 and a whole bunch of new stuff. So check that all out over the next few weeks. If you want to get in touch with me, email me requests at coverville.com. Call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com. It's everything you want right there at coverville.com. So check it out. All right, as I mentioned, back next week with the Coverville Countdown Part 1. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. There we go. Turned down the wrong thing. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll be all that you want for Christmas. Thank you, Q-Pa.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.